The Hot FM main news.
President Hichilema optimistic dialogue with Oasis Forum will guide constitutional amendment process. UPND expels members over violence. And in international news, ex-president's daughter resigns over allegations she duped South Africans to fight for Russia.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin, and now the news in detail. President Hage Hichilema has expressed optimism that the ongoing dialogue between him and the Oasis Forum will yield reasonable solutions to guide the way forward on the constitutional amendment process. Speaking during the dialogue meeting with the forum at State House, President Hichilema has acknowledged that constitutional amendment processes in Zambia have historically been contentious. The head of state has noted that when dialogue fails, Parliament and the courts serve as absolute alternatives under the law.
Oasis Chair, Madam Katebo, and your team for really agreeing to come to your house, your State House. Very happy, and I'm hopeful that we will reach some reasonable level how to progress from today in a manner that doesn't create excessive and unnecessary fractious conduct in our country. When we are busy trying to restore law and order in the country, the previous regime brought a lot of disorder in this country. Street fights, we don't need. I hope we can reach this as a nation, a way of progressing. If we don't, it will be unfortunate.
And Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe has stated that the forum expects Bill 7 to be completely withdrawn and a fresh process initiated at an appropriate time for the constitutional amendment process.
At the end of the day, this document, the way we will craft it, posterity will judge us harshly, or people will praise us that we were here and we have given the people of Zambia a document that is worth giving to them. Our prayer, our hope is that peace and justice must remain our resolve and must remain our desire.
In attendance were cabinet ministers including Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu, Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma, and Law Association of Zambia President Lungisani Zulu, among others. The ruling UPND has, with immediate effect, expelled its members involved in violent, criminal, and disorderly conduct in Livingston, Kitwe, and Mfika districts. Addressing the media, Party Secretary General Batuke Menda said the party will not tolerate individuals hiding behind UPND regalia to intimidate citizens or engage in unlawful activities. He has announced the suspension of Mutuna Chifunda and Kennedy Musonda, known as King Lion, for threatening residents and brandishing weapons. In Mpika, youths claiming party affiliation vandalized and stole building materials from the Michael Chilufya Sata Level 1 hospital construction site, using them to construct personal shops, as an act Mr. Emenda described as shocking and criminal. Meanwhile, in Livingston, youths wearing UPND attire reportedly harassed citizens during the NRC and voter registration exercise, with one allegedly charging at police before being shot in the leg.
The UPND, we will take our action, the same action that will be effective in Livingston, the same action that will be effective in Kitwe, the same action that will be effective in Mpika. Where we stand today, 28th of November 2025, all the cadres that I've cited in these three instances who were involved in yesterday's skirmishes are all dismissed from the party. We have dismissed them forthwith, and they will make sure that they should not be involved in any party activity at any time.
The Water Resources Management Authority, WOMA, says it receives more than 50 drilling-related complaints per day from members of the public regarding poor-quality borehole works. Speaking during the annual Drillers Forum, former Acting Director General Misozi Lumpa revealed that some drillers are engaging in substandard practices, including issuing misleading quotations that do not match the final depth of completed boreholes. Mrs. Lumpa said the authority is particularly worried about collapsed boreholes, uncoordinated drilling activities, and the failure by drillers to submit mandatory borehole completion reports.
What we want to see is value for money for the public and also professionalism in drilling processes, because as a regulator we receive, I can maybe on average say more than 50 or 60 complaints in a day relating to drilling, which is of concern to us, and we want to ensure that we reduce that so that you focus on pursuing your business objectives, and we also focus on other equally important water resources management responsibilities.
And Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Permanent Secretary Engineer Roma Skamanga said improved borehole registration and stricter adherence to statutory instrument number 20 of 2018 are helping to protect the country's groundwater resources.
It is WAMA that remains the custodian of Zambia's groundwater and surface water resources. Your role as borehole owners, drillers, engineers and stakeholders is pivotal. I therefore urge you all to adhere strictly to the regulations, implement WAMA standards diligently, and report accurately, recognizing that the protection of groundwater is shared responsibility that safeguards the interests of individuals, communities, and the nation.
Some Lusaka residents have expressed mixed feelings about this year's Black Friday promotions, with shoppers divided on whether the discounts were genuine. While some residents praised the reduced prices and welcomed the opportunity to purchase goods at lower costs, others complained that certain stores failed to offer meaningful discounts. Those dissatisfied stated that some retailers had inflated prices ahead of the sales or provided only minimal reductions, making the promotions less appealing than expected. Despite the different opinions, many shoppers still flocked to stores, eager to secure the best possible deals.
Most of the things were gone by the time we're getting there, so otherwise, I was expecting a lot, but a lot of things are not on discount. So they just put a few things on discount, which is practically the same thing as normal grocery shopping.
Yeah, not that bad. Yeah, we expect that actually to happen, so it's not that bad.
It's up, we went over there. Hey, I do not need any more.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended all operations at Mukavamo Copper Mine in Mwense District, Lwapula Province, following the collapse of the mine's tailings dam earlier this week. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo said preliminary investigations by the Ministry's Mine Safety Department revealed that the mine had failed to comply with a compliance order issued in March, which requires all mining companies to adhere to sound environmental management standards. Mr. Tembo has added that the department discovered the tailings dam's design plans were not approved and that the collapse resulted from substandard engineering during its construction. He has noted that most tailings dam failures are caused by a combination of poor design, inadequate construction, and unsafe operational practices.
Mukavamo Copper Mine was operating in direct violation of the compliance order we issued in March this year. The design for this tailings dam was never approved by the ministry and the construction was substandard. This failure to follow the law is what directly led to this prevention.